Zog de Gemara daf chav beis on mit beis on the top. Vim hoyu shneim shovin hamemuna oimlem hatzbiu. If they were tied when they ran up to the kevesh, so then there was a girl of hatzbiu. That is the biggest sight in the achronim. The etzim we boy from this Rashi, because Rashi said in Omer Aleph two big nekudas. Number one, Rashi said kol hakoydim em zocha, that when they run up the ramp vizeu goyrolam, it's a din pious. Even though it's not a pious yet, there's no lottery, but it's a girl. They won the girl. Which girl? Not the girl of a lottery, not a misper, not a finger, a girl of running up the ramp. And that's really based on a sifri in Pashas Korach, which says, "Va'avartem avodas matona bepayis dafka." That the avodas are done bepayis. There's no thing as an avoda being in shah, you take this, you take this. No, everything is bepayis. The cheftza of an avoda of a kohen is pious. What kind of pious? There's a pious of lottery, and there's a pious of girl. Zel Goyolam, Zakhtar Rashi. Goyolam, we're running up the ramp. That's the kudah number one. And then Rashi says, if there was a tie, me'ata kulam boim lahatul goyol. If there's a tie, usually you make a tiebreaker between the two winners. It is two people that were tied, so make another girl on these two. State and Rashi, no. Once it's a tiebreaker, then you need to make a girl on everyone. Zakhtar Morgan Avram and Kuflamid Beis, lahalochal amaisi, Paskins. That if you have a question of who is going to say Kaddish, or Dam for the Omid, I'm only said one Kaddish a person. So they make a girl, five people want to say it. And the girl ends up being, Shimon says Kaddish, Shimon ben Moshe, and there's two Shimon ben Moshe's, they didn't realize. So what do you do now? You don't make a girl again with the two Shimon ben Moshe's and write the last name. You make a girl with all five people again. Why is Dr. Magen Avram? Based on his Rashi. When a girl ends his battle, you do the whole girl again. Everyone starts again. I fact the machzah shekel. Behead, you're not like the Magen Avraham. The Taizantiv learns up the Rashi is because of practical reason. The reason I don't make a girl with two people is because you can't make a pious with two people. Two people and fingers don't work because you know automatically if it's the right and the left guy, it's an odd or an even number. If you count one per person, pashas Rashi sheet is even if you put on two fingers, you count one. Not like the Rambam, but the point is then that's not called a pious if it's only you need many people in the circle. That's why Rashi says it starts again. Zok the machta shekel, but the Magen Avraham learned not like that. Why? Because Rashi is based on the Sifri that says that everything is avodas matona means bepayis. Running up the ramp is a shame pious. Which pious? Girl. Zel girlom. And Memela, once a girl is bottled, state that is bottled against a girl. And Memela, Zok the Magen Avraham, if the girl is bottled because you don't know who won by the Kaddish, so then everyone starts again. All 10 people go back into the pot. That's a big yisoid. Machta shekel learns not like that, but that's a yisoid in kuflamid beis based on this Rashi. Now there's a ma'isa which is not that Magen Avraham is not coming from this ma'isa, but it's a similar ma'isa that's when Reb Shua Leib was a kid, with maybe a 5-year-old kid. I think it was in Horodno or in Valkovisk when his father was the abbez in Reb Binyamin. So there was a raffle that they made in the shul, and someone won the raffle. Someone won from a box of names. After Ma'ariv, the kids took the box and they played raffle again. They pulled out a name. This guy won, this person won, this person won. Suddenly they realized there was two names from one person in the box. Mr. Schwartz had two, they saw his name again. So, Abshur Leib, as a 5-year-old kid said, the ganze zach is bottle. The real winner, the one that won before Marv, he didn't win. It's bottle. So all the adults went to him. He said, Bishleima, if Mr. Schwartz would have won, I get it. He had two chances. But Mr. Schwartz didn't win. Kid. What are you saying? Mr. Schwartz didn't win. Why should we bottle? Mr. Weiss won. Had the Pshul Leib gesagt, nein. If Mr. Schwartz would have won, you would have said it's bottle. Why? It's bottle. Because he had two chances. So mainly he never had a chance to be in a girl. He was never in the girl. Varaya, because if he would have won, you would have said he had two chances. So mainly he paid for his ticket, but he never was in it. He never had a chance to win. Is the Ganzach bottle? Now, Magen Avraham is not saying this is coming from Rashi, but Be'etzim Magen Avraham state this Svarab Mitzar Atzmoy. If Yehuda ben Shimon won the Kaddish and there's two Yehuda ben Shimons, so then Yehuda ben Shimon never was in the raffle. Because if Levi would have won, then Yehuda ben Shimon never had a chance because there was no last name there. And there's two of them. So Me'ele Be'etzim, the din is true, not Mitzar, the reason. The reason is Rashi. Rashi Otish made this Svarab. Rashi going with the girl's bottle Be'etzim when two running up the ramp. That's not a din in a raffle. Legabe, you're not in it. But this Maisa reminds me of Akaponim, this Svarim, and the Magen Avraham Be'etzim. Zok the Gemara. Why is it a girl? This a raffle called, here's a lottery ticket, and there's a raffle, a girl. Girl means not a matone. That's avodas matone means ayde pious. How? Al yedei running up the race and whoever wins first. That is, you're saying it's totally in your feet. It's totally in who's quicker. Okay, so it's not all luck. It's totally in strength. That's taka the svara of the Cholkim. The Beis Hillel on the Sifri asks, where do you see girl in Kevesh? That's Beis Hillel, the Rishon on the Sifri asks, where do you see in the mice of Kevesh a mice of girl?
You're touching up a race
of girl. Race of girl. Zog Rashi, zel girl. Zog the Gemara. Chobez on the Beis, second line. V'moish neim shovin hamuna oimlem hatzbiu tono. Hoy tu etz beis, hoy tu beis seichem leminyan. Take out your fingers for a minion. V'nimninu and count. Lidid who? And count them. Count the fingers. Zog the mama, see, Rabbi Yitzchak, Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, Oslo, Limnes Yisrael. You're not allowed to count Klal Yisrael, that's Ein Hoga. Asher le'imon ever lo'yisofesh ten posik, va'afilu le'dvar mitzvah. Even for dvar mitzvah. So, even dvar mitzvah, it's also. Mashenk in the fingers is not called counting the person. Shait in Klichemdo, in Pashmois, that the fingers is not an Avish on the Shomat Luyaboy, so we don't look at it as a goof. It's not the kerpen, it's not the goof. So Mele, over here, it's mutter. But if not for that, if not for the fingers, I feel the Dvar Mitzvah will be also. How do we know even Dvar Mitzvah is also the Chsiv? Vayif Kedem Bebezek. It says that he counted them Bebezek. That means, over there, let's talk about in Shmuel, Vayif Kedem Bebezek, Bebezek is a shard, a klicheres. Why do you count the people? Vaistois, that you can't count the gufim. And over there was a Dvar Mitzvah too. It was Melchemes Mitzvah. Vayif Kedem Bebezek. Now, why don't we bring a Raya effect of Mashah from Posikin Shkola in Kisiso? They counted the Shkolim, Machta Shekel, Zokta Mashah. That could have been because of Kapora, for the eagle. So that's not a Raya. That's because he wanted the Shekel for a different reason. But over here, Vayif Kedem Bebezek is the shards. So we see you don't count the kerp and the goof. The Gemara is going to bring Dovin HaMelech, yeah. Zok and Chami, that was the time.
But one second counting also in
Pinchas, the
Pinchas.
Also counted with a shekel. It was also the reason of a cover. The shekel, whatever it was, in a dover. Bezek. Zok the Moa Maskwa Vashi, Mimai the high Bezek Lishan Mimizaku. Who said the Bezek means it's a shard? Vidilma Shmo de Mosuhu, maybe it's the name of a place. Vayif Kedem, where? Bebezek, in a city called Bezek. Kedachsiv, like we find a different posuk in Shoiftim. Vayimtsu Adoni Bozek, Vayimtsu U Es Adoni Bozek Bebezek. That's the main thing. We found him in Bezek. His name was Bozek in Bezek. Ella Zokmo Mehocho. Vayishma Shol Esom, Vayif Kedem Betloim. Shol heard the Vayishma Shol Esom, Vayif Kedem. How did he count them? Betloim. Betloim means with sheep. Now, he counted them with sheep. Why didn't he count them, the goof themselves? Vaistois, you had to count something else and not the goof itself. Now, the Gemara is saying by us that hoitziu etz be'eseichem. Be'etzem, it's a peledik azach, but you're not counting the people. You're not looking how many kahanim there are. Are you looking for a number? There's 45 kahanim? No! You're counting who's doing the avoid of arai. You're going again and again, choyze chalilo, till you get to the number. So you're not counting. That over here stayed, lo yamanav lo yisofer, there's an vaistoy, there's an isin, the ayin hara, is not just in the minion to know a number of kanim, in the etzem minion. I'm not counting the people, you're right, I'm not looking for a number, I'm looking for who's doing the avoida. But lamaisa, I'm being moina. 1, 2, 3, so even though I'm not being moina them, I'm just being moina who's going to do the avoida, that's geit ranin lo yamane. That's what taka when you count for a minion, you say, oh, she is hamecha. Because then you're taking account, you're saying a pasuk. Zog the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Lozer, Kol Amonis Yisrael, Ovi B'Lav Shenema, V'hoi Mitzvah B'nei Yisrael, K'chol Hayom. It says, B'nei Yisrael, V'chol Hayom, Asher Loi Yimod. It says, Loi. So Mele, you don't count. Rav Nachman Ba'yitzik, Omer Ovi B'Shnei Lavin, Shenema, Loi Yimod V'lo Yisofel. Omer Rav Shmuel Ba'Nachmeni, Rabbi Yonis Nivomi, This is Stira Ksiv, V'hoi Mitzvah B'nei Yisrael, K'chol Hayom. Here it says it can be counted. It's not infinite. It's finite. You can count it. It might be very hard. You can count it. The Netziv says in Hachiv Dova that if the sand gets dry with water, it becomes a chunk. So etzim it's countable. Another way, akoponim, but it's finite. Masha enkein. Uksiv Hashalayim means infinite. So Gemara Kash Kamis Masha Tzol Oisin Tzayin Shemakom and Idu Tzayin Shemakom. So then they're not countable, because then Pshat is, Mevarshim explained, so then they're so choshev that he can't even count them. They're not countable. It can't be moided. Can we be moided what the value of a mitzvah is? So you can't be moided Klal Yisrael. And that's why they compare to kechovim and kechol. Ritzon shamakim is kechovim. That's high. Imagine kechol ayom. They trampled on. That's in ritzon shamakim. Rabbi Oymer mishum Abi Yosef ben destoy loy kash kambi de odom kambi de shemaim. Lo yomid v'lo yisofer is bidei odom. Imagine kechol ayom is bidei shemaim. The Eibishter can count. Omer amni loy by idi Omer Shmuel kevin shen zman odom parnas al tzibur. When a person becomes a parnas, mis ashel, he becomes wealthy. Why? The raya is over here by Shaul. It says, Vayivka betloim. He gave them the sheep, and they should count based on what he gave them. So he was able to afford it. The first time around was Bebezek with what? With the shards. So we see clearly that it was given by him, so he's wealthy. Maybe it's their own sheep. So it must be that he gave it to them. Now the reason why a misasher, when you become a parnas, one is brought down different reasons in the mefarshim. One is because like this, you won't take shaychat. Person that is wealthy doesn't need shaychat. A parnas al tzibur can't be bought off. Another reason is people shouldn't badmouth him and be choshed him that he became wealthy from the tzibur's geld. So Mela, if he becomes wealthy as soon as he became a parnas, no one's going to say he became wealthy because of the people, because he became wealthy the day he became a parnas, before he got a chance to get from the people. So Mela, that's why he's zeichel la'ashirus. Zok the Gemara, Vayorev Banachal. Famous Gemara, Vayorev Banachal. It says over here that Shaul, that he was fought Amalek ad Ir Amalek Vayorev Banachal. Poskin Shmuel. Omer Amani al Iske Nachal. That means there was an Iske Nachal that took place between Shaul and the Eibishter. Shaul Shamalek Kodesh Baruch Hu Shaul. When the Eibishter told Shaul, Lech Vikisas Amalek. Omar, so he had a conversation with the Eibishter, and he said, "Uman nefesh achas omretera have egla rufa. If you find one corpse, so you have to bring an egla rufa as a kapora. So call in the first salolu. I'm going to kill out the whole city. Alas kam v'kama. How could it be such a simple zach? It's a maisi nefesh, one nefesh. You need egla rufa, and you don't know who it is. So you're going to kill out everyone. Vim odom chotin. Even if odom chotin, behemim achotin. Why the behemis? Vim gdoilim chotu, ktanim achotu." So it's a shakla v'tai with the Eibishter. Zog the Gemara, Yotze Baskel v'omoloi, Alti tzadik harbe. Don't be a tzadik harbe. This is my tzibu, you have to do it. Ube shomoloi shol doyag, soiv ato ufga b'kahanim. This is by Ir Noiv kahanim. So over there, he said, kill out the whole city of Noiv. Yotze Baskel v'omoloi, Altil shaharbe. Don't be a rosh harbe. We see over here, when the Eibishter said him to do something, you don't have gachmonis, you don't have gachmonis on achzorim. And the Eibishter said to kill. Because if someone has rachmanis and achzorim, soifam rachim, soifam liyas achzor ala people that don't deserve it. Here he was worried about Amalekin, alti tzadik harbe. What ended up being? Alti rosha harbe. He killed out Ir Noiv. Now it's a pelle de gezach. He had a conversation with the Eibishter. There's a tzad that Shaul wouldn't keep the heat, the tzivui of the Eibishter, befeirish the tzivui. Zog the Bissa Zalman is brought down, the Blazer Shach said over, B'shem his uncle, the Mrs. Alman, that Avada Shol, there's no tzad in the world, Shol is not going to mekayim the Eibishter's tivui. That wasn't the Nakuda. No vos, the pshat is that he was giving a Musa Shmuz before the Milchoma, and he wanted to bring out that we know that if a person kills, a Midas Achzorius comes out in the Metzius. We know that by Irani Dachas. It says, V'nosan l'cha Hashem rachmim rachameko. The Archaim, Abchaim Stutzen, Abchaim Shulevitz, that you need a special Rachmanis when you kill out. So Mele, he wanted to give them a shmuz and see, look at Kalachim from Egla Rufa, Nefesh Achas. So Mele, Allah's come, we have to realize, yes, we're going to do it. We're going to kill everyone. But Lemaisa, we have to give a Musa shmuz to realize what it's going to do. Zok the Mrs. Alman, that at the end of the day, because of this Musa shmuz before the Maisa Mitzvah, it was Mashpia Lemaisa, and he didn't fulfill what he's supposed to do. A Musa shmuz Tutman, noch the Maisa Mitzvah. We have a tzivu from the Eibishter, mitut the mitzvah. Afterwards, you want to have a musa shmuz, you sit down and you make a musa shmuz out of it. But to make a musa shmuz before the ma'aseh mitzvah, the result was detrimental, and taka v'yorah b'nochon ended up not doing it. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Huna, kama lo choli v'lo magish gavra. A person could be ill. Zog the Rashi, kama lo choli v'lo magish gavra de more siyaye. Person doesn't realize that the Eibishter is helping him. Zogt Rashi, kama somuch umuftach vein tzorch litlois vidlidoik mikol ra. You don't have to be concerned about a bad thing befalling you. Misha HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'ezrom, and the Eibush is helping him. Shechem Atzinu Shol Nichshal Ba'achas Ve'olso Lo, he lost the Melucha L'ra L'koin Tzoy Misa L'vat Malchusa V'dovet Nichshal B'shtayim V'lo Olso Lo L'ra, and he kept the Melucha. Zog the Gemara Omer Avune Kama L'choli V'loi Malgish Gavre D'mogah CIA. The Ben Chanal says even in Loshen that David was Motzachem Be'en Elikim, so it was Mogah CIA more. Zogmo shol ba'achas va'osaloi, David b'shtayim va'osaloi. Shol ba'achas, what was the achas? Mahi, ma'is ed Agog. This ma'is of Agog, that he didn't kill out everyone. Frek di gomorah, there's only achas, he lost him luchah because of achas. Frek di gomorah, va'ika ma'is ed noiv ira kahanim. We just said before that it's alti tzadik harbe. I'm sorry, altir shaharbe. He killed out the ganze noiv ira kahanim, so it was another chet.
After the first
grade, that's one of the tzutzim they give, that he already lost it. But upon him, that's what the Gemara is going to answer. The Gemara is going to answer that. Zok the Gemara, Vayika Maisa de Noiv, Irkanim, A Maisa de Agok Siv, Nichamti, Kim Lachti Yeshol, Le Melech. So they lost Adam Melucha. Ki Nichamti was Taka after the Maisa de Agog. Zok the Gemara, David Bishtai, Emaini, what are the two? The Uriah, Uda Hasosa, the Uriah. He sent that Uriah to fight the battle, so she shouldn't be an Aces Ish, and Hasota, that's what Legabi Dominion, Zog Rashi, Shehusat Limnas Yisrael B'Sof Yom HaVegom Lo V'Yalim Dever. He caused the Dever to come about because of the counting. Hasota is the counting. So we see Al Kaponim, David, these are the two, Uriah and Hasota. Frek the Gemara, what do you mean two? Didn't order three? V'yikin Amid the Basheva, Kol Ha'Omer David Chotei Enel L'Toya, but it was a Maisa Basheva. Yes, there might have been a get, but it was a ma'aser b'al sheva al kaponim. Zog di gemara, hosom ifru minei. Over there, he was already, the punishment was already meted out. Dichsiv, v'esa kifso, yishalem abasoyim. Kifso refers to basheva. For the kifso, the sheep, you have to pay fourfold. And David was punished already fourfold. Number one, yeled, meaning his child died. This is the first child of basheva. Amnon, his son Amnon was killed. That was Avshalom's, it was Betzaveh to kill him. Tamar, his daughter, Tamar was Nenas, through Amnon, through a half-brother. And Avshalom, his son Avshalom was Mogad boy, and Lamaisa, he was killed at the end. So these were the four punishments that David HaMelech got. Zog di Gemara, if that's the case, so by Hasot, he was also punished already. Hosam Nami, by Hasot, Hosam Nami, Ifru Minei, by Hasot, he was also punished. Why? Because Lamaisa, it was a dever. Dichsiv, Vayitin Hashem Dever Ba'om. Rabbeike, Vadeis Moyed. Zog the Gemara, that punishment wasn't meted out to him, that was Klal Yisrael. Hosam Le'iframi Gufei. It was Klal Yisrael. Frek the Gemara, Soi Bazoi, Hosam Nam Le'iframi Gufei. By Basheva, you're telling me he was punished already. Abasayim, it wasn't he himself, it was his children. Zog the Gemara, Laye Afuye Mi Gufei. No, there was another punishment meted out that was taka legufoi. What was that? The Omer Avido Megav Shisha Chadoshim, because of the Maisa Basheva, there were 6 months that Nitzareya after Maisa Basheva Dovid Melech Atzeras Nitzareya Dovid Uposhu Mene Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin left him. Vinistalke Mene Shechina Tu Chisoynes Sanhedrin and the Shechina left him. Dechsev. Number one, it says in the pasuk Yeshuva Liyireyecha VeYodei Ed Voisecha. That means that the Sanhedrin et Vaisecha should come back, Uksiv Vahashiva Li Sasoin Yishecha, which is referring to the Shechina. Zog di Gemara, Vahomer Rav Kibel David Lashon Hara. There's another chet. He was Mekabel Lashon Hara on Mephibosheth. Tziva came.
How did children get punished because of him? Lo umsu, lo yumsu avos amanam.
Certain times there it is. Cheshbonus of the Eibishter, we don't know exactly. Sometimes there is. Sometimes the punishment of the children. We know by Mamzerim, so they don't end up living. So over here, there was a chet that was negated to the Etzim, vice is something with the relationship of Be'sheva. But it was the mice that were punished. I mean, they were also, Avshalom deserved to be punished. There were things that they themselves got it. But the mice, it was a tragedy that took place to him. Avad Avshalom deserved to be killed also, right? He was murdered. Zog di Gemara, V'omer Rav Kibel David Lashon Hara, So the Maizim Mekabel Lashonara entered the Gemara Kishmuel. The Omer Loi Kibbled of Lashonara. He wasn't Mekabel of Mephiboshes. But Tziva told him. Tziva told him he was Meirat. Zog the Gemara Ula Rav Nami. Rav that says the Omer Kibbled of Lashonara. So Lachari was Mekabel. There's another Chet. Why do you say it's Mishnayim Loi also? And he kept it. Zog the Gemara. He was already punished for that. Why? The Omega Vido Magav, Beshosh Omele David Lemifiboshes. When David told him Fiboshes, Omalti Atavetsivet Chalkas Asode. That means he was Makabal Ashnor Mifiboshes. He's being married. So he said, you know what? I'm splitting with you. You and Tziva will be Machalak the Sode. It won't go directly to you as Yerusha. It'll go, we have to split it. Yotze Baskov Omreloi, Rechovam be Yerovi Michalkas Amalchus. Lost Love is going to be Yerovam. Rechovam is Enikel. And Yerovam, Yerovam ben Avot. Will be Mechalak the Malchus. That was the whole Malchus Yisrael, Malchus Yehuda. It came out the Mechaluka because of that was his punishment. Zog the Gemara Ben Shana Shol Ben Malchoy. Now it says in the pasuk he was 1 year old. That doesn't make sense. He wasn't 1 year old when he became a year a Malach, and then it was 2 years. It was Malach Yisrael. Zog the Gemara. What does that mean? Omer Avuna Ke Ben Shana. He was like a Ben Shana. Shlo Itom Tam Chet. Like a Ben Shana that was cleansed of any sin. Maybe Ben Shana means that he was soiled like a Ben Shana meluchlich betit. Uvetzoya, zog the Gemara, ach viu lei l'Rav Nachman siyuta bechalmei. After he said this question, maybe he means betit. So malachei pachad mavila moisa zog Rashi. He couldn't sleep at night. He had terrible chaloimus of malachei chavola. So he realized, Omar ne'nesi lochem atzma shol ben kish. Meaning, I'm being punished, Nenesi. I'm suffering because I was Mevaza Atz Mashal Ben Kish. Zog the Gemara, it's still the dreams came back. Hoda Chozes Yuta Bechalmei. Omar, Nenesi Lechem Atz Mashal Ben Kish Melech Yisrael. He realized he still wasn't Bechavadik. He says Atz Mashal Ben Kish. So he added on Melech Yisrael, and then it stopped. Zog the Gemara, Omar Ravid Omar Shmuel. Bipe Ma'aloi Nim Shcha Malchus Beishol. Why did Malchus Beishol stop and cease to exist? Bipe Neish Lahoi Boi Shum Doifi. Because there was nothing lacking in his Yichus. He had no doifi, because a person is supposed to have a something chisoran in his mishpacha. So like this, like we know, David HaMelech came from Rusan Mavia. So Mela then is a doifi on him. Why? The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Reb Shimon, Ben Yitzadik, Ein Mamidin Panas Al HaTzibur, Elem Kein Kupash HaShrotzim Tluy Eloi Machoyrov. Why? Shim Tazuach Daitoy Olov, Oy Meloi Chazol Achecho. Keep him in check. If he's going to get to Ori, they say, look where you come from.
He was Shevet. He can't continue.
But originally he was made a melech. He was made a melech, was taken away. Zog Drashi, Nena Shol, Lovely Day Dovah Shol of Nitel Mimena Malchus. It was taken away from him. Bibnei Shem Tchilas Malchusoi. Oh, that's right. So upon him, so that's why he had no doifi. So it didn't stay by him. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Dom Rav, Bibnei Nena Shol, why was he punished? The melech can't be moichel on his covet. Zog Rashi, shetchilas malchusoy moichel al kvoidoy v'gil al atzmei she'ene kedai limloich. You're not going to be a melech. Can't be moichel on your covet. Covet amalchus. Shemoch al kvoidoy shenemal. State a posuk in Shmuel. Ubnei b'liyal omru. Ma yoishi einu ze. Vayevazuhu. And they embarrassed him. He was machish. He was quiet about it. So mainly he wasn't moichel on his covet. So that's why he was punished. Uksiv vayal nochash amoni, vayal nochash amoni, vayichan al yovesh gilod. Zog Rashi vayal nochash amoni. Maskon in the mills of Shomri Yisrael mio oimer shol yimloch aleinu bitmiya. So that's how he lost the melucha. So we see Al Kaponim, he was Meichel Al Kvodoy, so that's how he was Nenash. And it was Takeno Doifi, we're saying all different reasons, he didn't have a Kupesh HaShotzim, Lafuke Dovid HaMelech, to keep him in check. Now even though we just said that he lost the melucha because of the Mice of Agog, and here we're saying he lost the melucha because he was Meichel Al Kvodoy, so there were Takeno two dinim in the melucha. There was a melucha for himself, and it was a melucha Lahirish Lebanov. That means originally he might have lost the melucha, the inyan, that it would only be taken away from him, but not from his children. But the Maisa Agog was nischadish that even Mibonav was taken away. Zok Tez Shonim, at the end of the Bar Maschil, Shol Ba Achas, So there's two b'chinas in the melucha. There was a melucha taken from him, and the melucha taken away that it can, did not continue even mibonov. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the omid chobez and mibonov.